Chapter 26, Growing Up is Hard to Do. When the sun first moved across Melinda's eyes, she awoke, pulled the covers over her head, and had just about decided to stay in bed when she remembered her day was already spoken for. She had promised her very good friend Melanie that she would take a walk with her, and she was not one to go back on her promise. The weather was chilled, but held a hope of a warm, delightful day, because it was now mid-May in the mountains, and although the nights were still cool, the days were warm and lovely. Melinda put her feet on the floor, and with a brief brrr, she jumped out of the bed, ready to face the day. She quickly dressed and hurried downstairs to get her chores done, have an ample breakfast, fortifying herself for whatever the day would bring. When she was ready to go, she went to every family member, said her goodbyes, kissed them, and grabbing her shawl, left to meet her friend. As she went down the path, she always looked back, thanking God for her home and family. When Melinda saw Melanie, she was surprised to see how much she had changed since the last time they saw each other. Melanie was 8 months with child and looked every day of it, which made Melinda smile, for Melanie was always so small and trim. But she had to admit the prospect of motherhood did make her friend more beautiful, if that was at all possible. Melanie was trying to run to her friend, but was hindered greatly, which caused Melinda to laugh. They both were doing just that when they met head-on, wrapping their arms around each other, hugged and kissed, and nearly threw themselves on the ground. Melinda told her friend that she better be careful lest she drop her young one right where she was. Melanie laughed at the suggestion, and still kidding and joking, full of fun as they usually were with each other, they began their walk. They had decided a few weeks before, when they made their plans, that they would go to the large covered bridge that crossed Miracle Creek. They already knew that the budding trees and vast array of flowers that adorned the meadows were very beautiful this time of year. This, to them, made the long trek worth the time and trouble. Because the two girls enjoyed each other so much and the scenery was so beautiful, neither was aware that they had gone so far. Suddenly, Melanie had a very sharp pain, and wisdom told her that the little one had decided to come now and there was no turning back. Melinda had to do some quick thinking, and her memory served her well. She remembered a cabin nearby, and she knew that they had to go there quickly. Melanie was already barely able to walk because of the pain. Putting her arm carefully around her friend, she held her up just long enough to gently place her on a chair when they arrived at the cabin. Melinda began to frantically search the trunk at the bottom of the bed for something to put on the bed. It had been unused for a long time, and it was not clean enough to put an expectant mother on. She found a large, clean, beautiful comforter, which she decided to use only because of the immediate necessity. When she had placed Melanie tenderly on the bed, she made every effort to make her as comfortable as she could. It was only a short time later she delivered a robust baby boy, one that announced his arrival with a loud yell, causing Melanie and Melinda to laugh and cry at the same time. Just moments before, Melinda had looked into her friend's eyes and had seen fear, and she was wise enough to realize Melanie needed her husband, mother, and Dr. Reed in attendance, not a frightened teenager. Melinda had the foresight, though, to look for something to put the new baby in, so she looked in the trunk and found some flannel, which she then placed around the squirming baby. Because of her joy, the new mother decided to name the baby right there and then, and she told Melinda that she chose the name John Matthew from the Bible. This pleases Melinda greatly, and she told her friend that the name was mighty fine indeed. Well, with the birth over and Melanie looking and feeling well, Melinda was so grateful to God that she knelt by her friend's bed and told God that she was glad that he heard her fervent prayer. Before the birth, she had asked him for strength, faith, and wisdom, and would he please hold her hand and make certain that she did all the right things so she would not hurt Melanie or the new one. When Melanie heard Melinda's prayer, all she could do was say, Amen. It was now in Melinda's heart to get news quickly to Dr. Reed and Apprentice family, so she called And so she asked Melanie if she could stay alone long enough for her to get the doctor and the buckboard so they could get the family home to their loved ones. The last thing Melinda did before she left was to put the flannel wrapped son of her friend on his mother's chest to sleep and be comforted. Just as she laid him down, they watched as John's little mouth went on a searching expedition, and he gave a precious sigh as his little mouth found his mother's breast and he began to suckle. As Melinda went out the door, she saw Melanie draw the baby close and close her eyes, now filled with grateful tears. When Melinda arrived back at the cabin, they found the baby and mother fast asleep, snug and warm and perfectly fine. Even though the doctor and Melinda spoke quietly, Melanie woke and thanked the doctor for coming to get her and John. Melinda decided to share some news she had heard only a few weeks before. It seemed that the family that owned the cabin had been expecting the third child, and the mother was preparing for the arrival by selling all the clothes and things necessary for a small baby. Just before the baby was due, an unknown sickness hit the mountains, which quickly took the mother and the baby before it could be born. The bereaved husband took the other two children and left the cabin just the way it was and went to parts unknown. Melinda opened the trunk and lifted out some beautiful handmade clothes that she had seen when she took the comforter for Melinda. When they had first arrived, Melanie took the clothing and quickly dressed little John. She was so moved that she knew if she spent too much time to think about it, she would break down. She now wanted to hurry home to her husband and family with her new son.